In 1981, I was 16 years old, and I was a junior in high school. Now, what was amazing about this is that I had been in this school 9th and 10th grade. I'm a military brat. I moved on average every 20 months of my life. So I had been here already 24 months. I was gonna graduate here. Time comes, and you order your class ring your junior year. It is a moment. It's a rite of passage in American culture. I ordered my class ring. It was beautiful. It had a red stone because that was our colors. I belonged here. And it comes in November, and we all stood in line at the Jostens. Who remembers Jostens? You all stand in line at the Jostens, and you get your ring, and you take it out of the black velvet box, and it's the most beautiful ring you've ever owned in your life. It's probably the first time most of us women owned a real gemstone. Put it on. It's awesome. I go home. I am going to be the topic of conversation at dinner because we always had family dinners. We sat down and we talked about the day. I was going to be the highlight that night. Here's my, look at this ring. See this ring? I belong here. This is where I belong. I got trumped. My dad came home and he had a very large manila envelope with the United States Department of the Army stamp on it. I had been trumped. Inside of that envelope were orders to move very quickly to Germany. Like in January, it's November. I'm not going to graduate from here. Now I don't belong anywhere again. No, this is not going to happen. Nope, not going. I'm not going. I'm not going to move this time. Not happening. So we start talking about all of the things you have to do. You have to get a passport because you're leaving the country. Up until now, the only passport I'd had was with my mother. My mother and her three children took a passport picture together. We were all going to get our own passports this time. So my dad is talking about, okay, so we're going to go next week and get passports. Oh, Dad, I can't. We have standardized testing that's required for graduation. I can't miss school. I have to be there. Oh, maybe I can just not get a passport. And then I won't have to leave. Okay, this is what we're gonna do. We're just not gonna get a passport. It's a great plan. 16 years old, it's a great plan. My dad's like, okay, the week after. Okay, so I bought myself 7 days. I have 7 days to continue to formulate the plan of not moving. So the family goes off and they get their passport pictures taken and they take all, you know, fill out all the forms. And I have to come up with a new reason. Okay, my dad's like, what day next week for you to go get a passport? Well, on Monday, there's a chem exam. And then Tuesday, you know, it's time for, I'm even though we're not going to be here, please let me still be here. We have to do auditions for the spring musical, and I'm the stage manager, so I have to be there. And I come up with an excuse for every day of the week as to why I cannot go get my passport. And my dad acquiesces for one more week. Okay, 7 more days. I have bought 7 days. I can figure this out. I keep this up through winter break. I put him off through winter break, and it's amazing. Okay, they are leaving the country January 25th. You can't get a passport in 4 weeks. It just can't happen. So I'm not going. I don't care where I'm going to live. I'm not going. I've got a class ring. I'm going to graduate here. This is where I belong. So Christmas comes and goes. My dad has not said anything. He's been really quiet. I'm like, okay, maybe he's catching on that I'm just going to have to stay here and this is where I'm going to be. Christmas comes and we get through the day and it's wonderful and everybody's happy and my brother, my sister, and I get things for moving because that's what you do when you're a military brat. You get a new suitcase for Christmas. Awesome, I can move into wherever I'm gonna live when you guys all move to Germany. And the thing is, Germany had been my choice to move to because I'd been taking German all the way through high school. And I really wanted to go, but I didn't want to go until I was done with high school. So we're coming to the end of winter break. It's the 1st of January. My dad's like, so tomorrow you're getting a passport. Like, but we have school tomorrow. We go back to school tomorrow. I have to be in school tomorrow. My dad's like, no, you're getting your passport. So I get up in the morning and I'm trying to find. I was like, but Dad, there's only like 3 weeks until you leave. They can't get a passport in 3 weeks. And he goes, we're going to the Pentagon, get in the car. I had been trumped. So we get in the car and I cry the whole way to the Pentagon. And I cry while we're in the Pentagon. I have the worst passport picture ever. My eyes are red and swollen. It's really not pretty at all. Okay, so we go. And I'm dragging my feet and I'm filling out all my forms. And I'm just thinking, why do I have this ring? What's the point of this ring? Why do I have it? Don't belong here. Not going to belong here. I don't belong anywhere. And I went into the angst of a military brat. We get back in the car. And I'm still crying, and I'm still sulking, and I'm not talking to my father at all. I am very angry. And now there's no way out of this. And my dad, he picks up the passport that's sitting between us, and he goes, this is your freedom. You can go anywhere with this. And I realize in that moment that, one, I hadn't been battling my dad. I'd been battling the United States Department of the Army. They kind of win. They just do. And two, I moved to the city that was 2,000 years old when I got there. It had seen the Roman Empire come and go, and it had lived through that. And I saw Italy and Greece and England and Spain and the Netherlands. And my whole world changed. The way I saw the entire world was shifted in the year and a half that I lived in Germany. I gained the world. I lost that battle, but I gained the world. Thank you.